Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of my podcast, Secrets of an Astro-Shamanic Healer. In today's episode, I would like to talk to you about clairvoyance or psychic abilities in general. Together, we want to find out if you are gifted, what kind of training you should be doing or going through to really enhance your abilities, but also maybe talking a little bit about the challenges and the experience people face who are naturally gifted. So it's not that you kind of made a choice that you wanted to be a psychic and you've been born into this world and then you just go straight into the training, you go to Hogwarts and you're going to learn everything that you needed to do, but more about maybe being born into an environment that wasn't really supportive of who you are, and you had to find your way around these challenges. And this is a lot of things that people really don't talk about, or where a lot of people might be still in hiding and not coming out and saying, oh, I had these experiences and they really put me off, and this is why I have not taken my abilities to any to the next level. And I hear that all the time, definitely, because I've been involved with psychic abilities and the training and the development of it for about 13, 14 years now. And I have been working in this field for a long time. I have been teaching and still do all over Europe. I worked with some very well-known mediums together. And I think I gained a lot of insights into this subject, enough that I wrote a book about it, which is Unlocking Psychic Potential, and I can only recommend you're going to get this book because it really holds an in-depth, easy-to-understand information about psychic abilities, how you can train them, where you're at, but it also includes the different expressions that we later on find ourselves on the spiritual journey. Because not everybody who's psychically gifted doesn't necessarily need to become a psychic. You can stay in the job that you do. You can become a healer, an astrologer, a ghost hunter, whatever. You know, there's so many possibilities what you can do with these potential. Let's call it a potential. But you need to know how. And you need to know exactly what it is, because even though today we find a lot of training facilities and mentors and teachers and opportunities to learn, there's still a lack because a lot of people are not doing the foundational degree. They don't really understand how energy works. And if you don't understand how energy works, you will not understand how psychic ability work or how you can take them to the next level. So when I was born, I was already gifted. And for a long time, I didn't even understand, and I didn't actually not feel that it was a gift. I felt more it was a curse, because I always called it my hypersensitivity. So I found that to be a good expression to, because I didn't have any other name for it. You know, I didn't have a teacher, didn't have anybody around me to explain to me what was going on. All I had was these experiences that I could see more things than other people could, or I had emotions or thoughts. Yeah, I could read people's minds when I was sitting opposite them, and I just absorbed all of their energy, and that created these images in my head or conversations where I found really difficult to deal with. So I wasn't able to go into very crowded places, or even when I was a child, they didn't even invite me to birthday parties, and I was excluded of a lot of things that other children were doing. Or even as a teenager, people called me a witch. So there was a lot of challenges that I had to go through that always felt different to other kids. And when that became more prominent, I actually was different and I couldn't cope with so many things that other children could, I really started doubting myself. And I think that's something with people with psychic abilities often do, is the doubting, not only their experiences, but then they may be doubting, what if I'm not good enough? What if I'm making this up? What if you know, I'm going crazy or things like this, because that's a big subject. I had students who tried to open up to the environment about their experiences, and the people around them got scared, or one of them even got put into mental asylum because he said he did hear voices in their head. And I guess there's a fine line between insanity and genius and all these kind of things. But if we would understand the nature of psychic abilities and how these experiences occur, we would not call these people mad, but we would call them gifted, and they need just more training to understand how they can use the abilities. So when I was working with a lot of other people in this field, we often had a discussion about, also with the students, because the subject came up again and again. And I said, oh, someone told me you're either gifted or you're not. But if you're not gifted, you have no chance to develop your psychic abilities. And I want to say, that's not true. That's definitely not true. I've seen people with non-self-belief. I've seen people that had never thought that they had psychic abilities, so they weren't aware of things. And they came into the training group and they really had challenges and they totally smashed it. And then there were other people who were maybe similar to me, who had experience from a very early childhood. And even with me, it went so far that I could really vividly recall past life memories. And once I shared this with my family, it got really crazy. And I think my parents were confused and not knowing what to do. But but I couldn't lie. For me, it was very real. And it still is. And I know that it still is. And I just had to dig deeper into the truth that I was feeling. So that's what I mean. Like, you can be even an artist. You can be very gifted in creating art, or my brother is very gifted when it comes down to music. And still, if he doesn't choose the path of developing his potential, get the right teacher and a mentor, he will never master what he's doing. And that's the same with psychic abilities. I personally do believe everybody is born with a potential, yeah? Because that's just deeply ingrained within ourselves. And if you read my book, you know exactly what I mean with being born with a potential and how exactly I'm mapping it out. How do you know? So let's assume that everybody's born with a certain potential, but not everybody's going to choose to develop this potential consciously. And there's different stages of, if you've been brought up in England, you may be more surrounded by psychics and medium, and it's part of their culture. It doesn't necessarily mean that the people around you have a good relationship with the subject. It just means there's more possibilities. The place where I come from, Germany, there wasn't anybody. Yeah, so I was very brought up, very down to earth, very grounded. My parents were always open-minded to a certain degree, but then at a certain degree, it got even weird for them, which I understand. But no one ever, there was no development group, there were no spiritualist church or anything. There was actually nothing really spiritually around me. So I was quite a lonely fighter on that perspective. But I always trusted that there was something inside of me that was different to other people. And from a very early age, I already started doing the tarot card for people, and they were quite surprised on how spot on my readings were. So I always trusted, even in the painful times, that I was gifted. Like, everybody is gifted with something. And with me, it was this kind of psychic ability. But till I was 25, 26, when I finally found my way to receive proper training, it really opened up a totally different world in front of me. Suddenly, I had like-minded people who had similar experiences or even different experiences. And suddenly it was very natural the way I was. It was very natural to be super in tune with the other world, or perceiving things that you couldn't know or see or feel. So suddenly all of this made sense. And I felt like, oh, hang on, since I have found this group of people, or I have found my mentor or my teacher, I suddenly realized that I was actually very gifted. Yeah, so I think there's a different And maybe because I always trusted in my abilities, so then I had a very strong sense of myself. And that's probably, I think, one of the most important things in psychic development. And later on, if you want to work with psychic energy, is you need to have a sense for self. You need to know who you are. You need to have learned on what are your emotions, what are the things that you are creating within yourself, and what are the emotions and energies of other people. And that's like a basic foundation understanding that I have found a lot of people are not teaching. A lot of people that just want to jump straight in, they want to do readings for other people, they want to have this aha moment, they want this, wow, how is this possible? Surprise. They don't want to sit down and really understand how energy works. And if you don't understand how energy works, you will not understand how psychic ability work. And first of all, becoming aware of the energy within yourself, that requires a lot of times where you just need to meditate or spend some time in solitude and get really in touch with your intuition. Also realizing if you are drawn to this subject, you probably already felt very compassionate and empathic about the pain of other people. Because one of the really basics of psychic abilities is the shared compassion or empathy that we have, that we can feel the pain of other people, and either we're reflecting it because we can relate out of, oh yeah, I felt that before, so I know what you're going through. So this is this kind of the frequency of similarity. There's a certain resonance, or you can just really feel what they feel, like literally. I don't need to have gone through a car accident to meet someone who's in a car accident, and I can feel their pain, I can feel their trauma, and if I sit opposite to them, I'm able to relive what they lived through. So this is a form of energy exchange that we have with our environment, and we need to understand this is happening on a constant basis. So we're continuously flooded with energy and information and people around us, and this is exactly also what gives you a lot of anxiety and depression, that you're picking up energy from other people. And then that's the problem, because if you're very in the early stages of developing your psychic abilities, you might going to feel that you're just flooded by energy, or you feel super drained afterwards, or just overloaded with all sorts of worries and thoughts and things, because you open yourself up in your psychic training, but you don't learn how to close yourself by will, how to redirect energy, and how to master it. And that's why I've often been criticizing in a lot of training units is the people just learning, oh, I'm going to open up to spirit and I'm going to let everything come in. And that's what you don't want. You know, you don't want everything to come in. I don't need negative, desperate energy. I don't want a low energy. So I have a certain boundary or certain values of energy that I want to work with. But most of the training units, they're just telling you, oh, just open up and everything's going to come in. And in between this chaos of you being flooded with images and energies, you might going to have a wow moment where you're going to hit the nail and you say something about the person opposite of you, and that's just hitting the nail, and you go like, wow, I've got psychic abilities, amazing. But if you really want to master them, you need to understand the different forms of psychic abilities. There's not only different levels, but there's different senses. So we have the clairvoyance, which is most common in women. And I think most of the people probably have clairvoyance experience at one point in their life, if you're interested in that field. And that's when images form in front of your inner eye. Yeah, you suddenly meet someone, and I've never met them before, and I suddenly see certain things in my head, and that relates to their life, probably, of what they've just gone through. And you don't necessarily need to be opposite sitting them. They can sit in America, they can sit in India, you sit in England, in Germany, wherever. There could be miles and miles and oceans between you, and you still could connect on that level of energy and could still perceive these images. And then there is clairaudience, where people maybe hear things in their head. And there's often this thing where they said, oh, I hear voices in my head. And I'm thinking, oh, That's a tricky one. That's a difficult one because, as I said, the best would be really to read my book. Then I can go deeper into this. But clairvoyance normally is that you become aware. So maybe there's a song playing or you hear a word or a voice saying you to say this to that person. And a lot of people, when they're working with spirit or in mediumship, they say, oh, spirit is telling me this and this. And so that's how they perceive their messages. However, of course, there's a difference if you hear voices saying, oh, they're telling me to harm someone or harming myself or to do something that's inappropriate, or do you know what I mean? So then that's kind of more either energies that you don't want, you know, that's why I just talked about opening up, that you don't want everything to come through and you need to filter this out or have a strong protection. Or there is mentally maybe something wrong with someone for some reason. So if you're really working with spirit and that connection, they would never tell you to hurt someone. They would never tell you to do something to yourself or harm someone. That's definitely a really big sign knowing, okay, here there's something going wrong. There's something not quite right and we might need to get it checked out. And there's clairsentience, which I think is the most important and of all the psychic abilities, and that's related to your feeling. Yeah, because even if you see a picture, there's a lot of people when they do readings, for example, and they say, oh, I see, I don't know, a boat. Yeah, and then they do that reading saying, oh, I can see a boat, and then they expect the client to clarify the meaning of the boat. Do you have a boat? Are you a sailor? You know, I don't know, are you a fisherman? So they're trying to throw the question back at the customer or the client to answer this. And that's very wrong. And that's when you can tell that this person's not really trained in psychic abilities and they have not taken it to the next level, because you might gonna get a picture, but you as the medium, the psychic, or even as a shamanic healer, it's up to you to make the right interpretation of what this symbol means or what that picture means. And this is when you need clairsentience. Yeah, you need to feel into the picture to get the right interpretation and not just, you know, I've seen it with a lot of mediums and I still see it. And they're just chucking these words out, hoping that anybody can understand what they're saying. And that is really not a quality reading, and that's not a quality demonstration of those abilities. And unfortunately, that's exactly the reason why people say, oh, everybody could do this. And it's true, everybody could do that actually, or it's a form of cold reading. But to be honest, even in my training, I had to do a lot of work blindfolded, and I had to work blindfolded in the front of a lot of people, and it does work. You don't need to see the person. We're not doing cold reading if you're really trained. You're just able to pick up on energy that other people can't see, and you don't need your eyes to do that. And that's exactly what I mean about you need to tune into this energy. You need to feel it to make the right interpretation. So that's the main three. But therefore, clairsentience will always be the strongest in terms of making the interpretations. You need to feel the difference. So, of course, if they're now people or men, especially, they're maybe not so in touch with their feelings, they struggle to make interpretations to what they experience. Or women who are really someone who has totally shut down their feelings, they haven't been working on themselves, so they will have problems to really make good interpretations of their psychic information. So that's working on yourself as one of those key ingredients, opening up yourself so that the kind of psychic energy can move through you. And while you're doing this, while you're in training, sometimes it also feels like you're going through a whole psychotherapy session, because this energy will trigger stuff inside of you and it will bring up things where you may be just buried inside of you. You didn't want it to talk about it. You didn't want it to feel like that again. And that's all blocked energy and that needs to be unblocked. So you need to learn how to do that so the psychic stream can actually flow more naturally. And of course, there's clairgustans, where people say that they have like something where they taste something, and also there's clear smelling, which is very rarely even in spiritualist mediums. And it also because it's hard to prove. If you would do a mediumship demonstration on stage and you sound like, oh, I'm suddenly smelling some smoke. Did your father who passed away smoke? First of all, you could smell smoke because to someone in the congregation or the audience just had a fag. Oh, it's coming through the, you know, air filter system. So tasting and smelling is not so reliable because it's so attached to our material senses that this could have been caused by actual, you know, someone sitting in the audience and you just smell their stuff or you've just eaten something and that's why you get that taste. It's not always the case, I'm just saying. Again, if you read my book, when I worked in Austria, I met a guy who creates his own perfumes, and I went to visit him because I was quite impressed about not only that he creates his own perfumes, but I was impressed about that he could create individual perfumes based on how you smell. And I thought, oh, that sounds really weird, but it also sounds like someone's really gifted in clear smelling. So I went to see him and I did an interview with him. And it turns out that he is very gifted, but he never called it psychic abilities because where he grew up, yeah, no one used that word. He knew that he could smell more than other people, so he has a heightened sense of smelling. So that's definitely something where I was quite surprised. So I had to put him into my book because I never came across anybody who had this exceptional ability. And they are different. If you look into history, there's a different mediums that you can look up. Or Edgar Cayce, he was really good with visions about the future or visions about what kind of treatments his client needed because they came to see him for healing. And I think this is something that I do as a shamanic practitioner to have studied psychic abilities for such a long time and so in depth. That allows me to understand this whole subject on a totally different level. And when people come to see me for a healing session, or I even do healing sessions for clients all over the world via distance, I do use my clairvoyant ability or my whole psychic abilities to redirect energy, obviously, for the healing process. But at the same time, I'm just able to see when I connect with another person where their trauma is, where it came from, what I need to do to help them to heal. So it's very quick for me and very natural now. It's not always been that way. As I said, I didn't grow up with someone teaching me all these things and supporting me in who I was. It was more the opposite, that I was excluded and isolated and knocked down for the person of who I was. And when I started finding these like-minded people and found the right teacher, I first started to blossom and I realized, wow, I'm actually really good at this. And over the years, of course, I trained more and more and more in this direction. And I also found my own teaching concept based on my understanding of, I've seen so many thousands of students, the common mistakes people make or the common challenges they experience, and I could really see why that was happening to them. And I also seen people, like when they told me back in the days, they said, oh, you're really gifted in healing, and I didn't want to be a healer. I wanted to be a medium, I wanted to be a psychic, I wanted to do readings, and I still do. I've done so many readings in my life and I so enjoy it because my readings are very powerful, they're very accurate and they're very practical. And when they said, oh, you're going to do some healing? And I was like, no, I can't be asked doing healing. That's not my thing. And I guess it was because I didn't feel this kind of spiritualist energy healing was the healing I wanted to do. I wanted to go deeper. I wanted to do something more practical, more profound, more, I don't know. So when I found to shamanism years ago and I just finished my 5 years of training to be that kind of master shaman, because it requires a lot of training and sacrifice, I really understand now why people said you have good healing abilities, because I do love shamanic healing. I do love the power it holds, and I love using my psychic abilities to be able to provide the service that I can. So what I'm trying to say here is, once you start out on your psychic ability training development journey, and people will say it depends who you're working with and who you're gonna see, and there's always suggestions of, oh, you could be doing this and you could be doing this, and you're gifted in here and gifted in there. Don't let anybody to push you into a corner or direction that you don't feel ready to do. Because when they told me, I just refused. I wasn't ready to do that. I then slowly started doing trance healing. I got really interested in trance states and working in that kind of field. So it will come to you naturally. Once you start out on that spiritual journey and you're opening up to, I'm going to start training my intuition. I'm starting to listening more on what I feel and make choices based on that. Then the energy around you will change. Yeah, the certain people will not matching your energy criteria anymore. So your whole environment will change because you're more sensitive now. So before, you maybe were quite close, so you could cope with a lot more toxic people or rough people, the way they talk and how treat you. But once you open up and really commit to your sensitivity and allowing to embrace that and wanting to do more with it and opening up to these possibilities of strengthening your second sight or becoming clairvoyant, clairsentience and clairaudient and using this in different ways, and then you will find yourself on a whole journey of self-discovery, which can take many turns, which can be very up and downs. And then understanding that, I just wrote a blog post on the difference between a vision that we maybe have in second sight and something that just pops up in our mind, and we might gonna mistaken it for a vision, because not everything that we see might going to happen. Often we're going to psychologically digest certain things internally, and then they may be going to come up in a dream. So how do you know the difference? And I can answer this very clearly. It's through training. Not only through training, you will be knowing more, you know, developing in one direction or less. But with the right training, you will also come on this journey where you're going to learn, you can spot the difference immediately. Yeah. That's what I mean. The better training you have, the more you can understand the difference between a psychic ability experience, yeah, or something that just happened to you. Not everything is a real psychic experience, but it can feel like one. And this is where we need to learn the difference. This is where people, it's not only about opening up, as I said, it's about opening up, learning how to use these abilities, because they're actually very real, and they're actually, like I call it, a superhuman potential, yeah? And trusting in what you feel and what you receive. And it needs to be all happen in a very safe environment. So I think reading my book, Unlocking Psychic Potential, would give you definitely the foundation, theoretically, that you need to understand what are psychic abilities, how can I train them, how do I know the difference, what else is there, because there's so many different psychic experience that we can have, because the more open we are, the more experiences we will have that maybe then pushing you to the next level of, oh, this is challenging, I never had that before, what does that mean, that's a new question, who can help me with this? So definitely a very important subject where I feel that more and more people need to get the foundation right before they're even moving to the next level. Because if you don't have the foundation right, you're going to be just not a master of anything, but you might going to be a check of many trades. So you don't really know what you're doing. Sometimes you're lucky, you're just feeling drawn to do something and help people, but you haven't really mastered your own skills that you can put your skill set into the service of other people and help them accordingly. If you've got any questions regarding this subject, you can always email me, or you might want to book a reading with me where we're gonna see what kind of potential that you hold, to find out where are your strengths, where's your weakness, and it gives you a whole overview of where you are at this moment in time. And that's not a prediction of the future. It just means it's like a snapshot of energy, a psychic reading to find out where you are on your spiritual journey. And then I might gonna point out some potential directions that you could take as the next step to help yourself to move towards this direction. I hope this little podcast, I know it's always too short when you talk about these subjects, and I might gonna go a little bit deeper into other subjects at one point. But as I said, if you read my book, it's all in there. It's really helpful. And then you can also start connecting with me and see if I might be the right teacher for you to help you on your path. Or you might gonna find someone in your area. And if you've got any questions, you definitely know where you can find me.